Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, Lydia, good to see you back. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Mark didn't testify that you came back. He testified that the doctor came back. Glory be to God. Yes, but good to see you back. And hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, worship team, thank you so much once again. Give them a big hand clap. Yes. Yeah, that hand clap was for the worship team. Now, yeah, give a hand clap also to Brian. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are continuing our study concerning who the Holy Spirit is to us and what his role is in our lives. Glory be to God. All right? And again, the purpose of this study is to know who the Holy Spirit is, what his role toward us is, and also to learn how to yield to his working in our lives. Glory be to God. Amen. John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus said that, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Okay? It says that it is to your advantage that I, Jesus, goes. All right? And when I go, okay, the better thing is the Holy Spirit will come, will be sent to you. Glory be to God. All right? So whether you like it or not, it is better for us that Jesus went to heaven. All right? Glory be to God. Most of you would wish that Jesus was here, was still here. Okay? But he said, "I have to go. And I'm going for your own good. It is better that I go away so that someone else, okay, the Holy Spirit, would come." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, once again, good to see all of you. All right. Mariam's mother, okay, we hadn't seen her like for 3 or 2 weeks. Okay, yes. Nyakato, thank you for returning to see how we are doing, to ensure that we haven't become a cult yet. Know that we're going to become, all right? Rashida, good to see you also. Glory be to God. And this young lady next to my daughter, good to see you also, all right? I hadn't seen you like for a month. Yeah. One time I said something about someone who people think is a man of God. And she came and told me that when I said that, she felt offended. All right? So I thought when I continue to say that, she's like, to hell with you guys. Hallelujah. But that guy is a witch, all right? That guy is a witch, and his spiritual father is Kakandi. All right? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, so the Holy Spirit will tell you these things. Glory be to God. If you want, if you're open, hallelujah. Okay, if you're what? If you're open. You see, you have to have an honest, sincere, open heart. Okay? I remember there's a guy in Zoe called, these days he calls himself Apostle Goodwill Magezi. You know him? Yeah? Yeah, he calls himself the Apostle of Finance or something like that. Yeah. We were all busy in Smack. 6 years, okay? 6 years he was a Muslim. He's actually called Ibrahim Jeyune. I'm the one who introduced him to Elvis. All right? So he was a Muslim in Smack. Okay, all his DNA as he grew up because he was born in a Muslim family. So then on campus, I get saved. So he tells me that I used to see you and I used to feel sorry for you. Because you are wasting all your time in the Bible praying. You are not studying, which wasn't true, of course. Eh? But he saw that I was a different guy from who I was in Smack in high school. And so he told me that one day, now, his OBs, guys from Smack, began to get saved, one by one. You know, eh? Okay? Meanwhile, on campus, many fellowships. Okay? So one time, he went and told God, okay? He said that he told God. You see now, he was open, you know, open heart. He's like, Naye mukama, ono musajja Yesu. Rachi akwesimbie munyo. This is a Muslim. He has been told all his life that Katonda tazala, what Jesus is not, you know. So, but he's like, everyone is getting saved. On campus, everyone is talking about Jesus. So he went to God and say, Naye mukama, ono musajja Yesu. Nga akwesimbie munyo. You understand? Eh? And that began, okay, God giving him answers to the questions he had. And within a short time, he got born again. Okay, God saved. Okay, the father stopped paying for him school fees, university. He was doing engineering. So he dropped out. Okay, they brought him some sheikh, some guy. Okay, and they sat at home and they're like, what do you want? All right. The guy said, I don't want anything. Ndoko se. They're like, should we send you where to study like abroad? The guy's jammed. All right? Glory. And so the point now, he's a fake guy now, but I'm just trying to make the point that if you have an honest heart, okay? Honest heart. George Abili, okay, who is in Dubai, okay? When I began to reveal the things God had showed me about Elvis, okay, George told me that he was like, but what if Moses is wrong? What if he's wrong? Okay? Meanwhile, guys would go to what? Zoe, and apparently feel the presence. Okay? One time, someone who called me, he's like, but you're saying this, but how come we feel the presence? Okay, most of what people call the presence of God is not the presence of God. It is just emotions. Okay? Not that God cannot touch emotions, all right? But most, well, not most, but a good lot of what people call the presence of God. It is just emotions. Okay? I can play for you a Juliana who can your Moses song, and then you feel what? You feel the presence in course. But that's not it. It is just emotions. You just feel good. Okay? Then you say, but how can you say bad things about what? Who can your Moses? Okay? Why? Yayimba unolimba ra Yesu. Okay? How can you say someone's a devil worshiper, yet they are mentioning the name Jesus? Okay? I had fallen for that you can't be a devil, yet you whatever. But I read the Bible, and demons would speak the name Jesus. Okay? Demons would do that. They say, you know, they told some guys, that Jesus we know, demons are speaking with a girl. Jesus we know, Paul we know, who are you? Didn't they speak the name? So you can't use that one, that Naya Gamba Yes, Wakwata, Ne Bible, you know, eh? That is shallow. With demons were like, Jesus, have you come to destroy us before? You know, eh? Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. that stuff, eh? Yeah. And an honest, open heart. You go, so, George, okay, remember? Honest, okay? And that's when, man, you got a dream. Okay? He got a dream. People were at Zoe. they were seated in very tall grass, okay, very tall grass, fellowship, all right? Then, meanwhile, people are singing up there at the podium, Enyimba za Yesu, okay? Then he sees a snake, a big snake, okay, coming, okay? Move through the fellowship, through the grass, okay? Then, at that point, I think, yeah, by that time, Elvis has come, all right? He's at the podium. Okay, so this snake moves, okay, it moves. Then when it got in front of what? Elvis, it opened its mouth, yeah? Fellowship. And then what? Swallowed him. And man, that's what I did for who? Georgia Billy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But how did we get there? Glory be to God. Nevertheless, I tell you, it is to your own advantage. It is to your own advantage that Jesus left. And when he left, okay, he sent the Holy Spirit. Okay? So if Jesus says that it is you, to your own advantage that I go away that the Holy Spirit may come, it means the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives. Okay? And every now and again, we should talk about him. Glory be to God. We should do what? We should talk about him. We should study him every now and again. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, that, do you not know that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? All right? So the temple of God is supposed to be indwelt by God. Okay? But here, the Bible says that it is indwelt by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit. Okay? And by the way, it is talking about you. Eh? You're the temple of God. All right? And God, the Father, is in heaven. In his temple, in you. Instead of God in heaven being in you, guess who is there? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the personal presence of God, the Father himself. Glory be to God. That shows how much important he is or how great he is. Glory be to God. In John chapter 14, from verse 16, okay, Jesus say that, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. All right? And who is that? The Spirit of Truth. Then in verse 18, it says that, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Glory be to God. So Jesus said he will not leave us as orphans, but he's in heaven. Okay, that day makes sense, it seems. Okay, but Jesus returned to us, okay, by the person of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. He says, I will not leave you orphans, I'll come to you. Did he keep his word? Did he come to us? Okay, yes, he did come to us by the Holy Spirit. In fact, in verse 16, as we studied last week, that word another, okay, when he says that I will give you another helper, the word another in the Greek is the word allos, which means what? Another of the same kind. Glory be to God. Another of the same kind. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? More than identical twins. Glory be to God. You look at the Holy Spirit, you look at Jesus, Tewali Njaulo. Glory be to God. But he's another. Okay? But he's here representing the person he is like, if I should say. Glory be to God. So, the Holy Spirit is a personal presence of God the Father. And again, the Holy Spirit is a personal presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is to our own advantage that he's the one that is with us and not Jesus himself. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the roles of the Holy Spirit. Okay? It is by the Holy Spirit that we got born again. Hallelujah. It is by the Holy Spirit that we got born again. Without the Holy Spirit, we would never be born again. Glory be to God. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said that unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay? Unless one is what? Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Unless one is born again, he cannot see what? The kingdom of God. Okay? Elvis Mbonye is not born again. He once was born again. But they are not. Okay? Grace Beggar is not born again. Glory be to God. Amen? Some, a few months ago, I think it was at the beginning of this year, there's a man who always, I used to see at the chef, okay, the restaurant. Okay? So one Sunday, I leave here, then I go for lunch there. Okay? Then it so happened that I sat next to him. The moment I sat next to him, he greeted me, then said, "Hey, Uvaku Kansa." I say, "Hey, Uvaku Kansa." Then he told me, for us, if you can start a man, Pabivaku. Kubanga, a canisa, as in church, these days, man. Then I told him, yes, I understand. Things are bad right now. Okay? Then he told me he was a Seventh-day Adventist. He got saved, and now he's like, now where do I take my children? Okay? I got them from the Seventh-day Church. Now there's chaos in the Pentecostal Church. So I told my kids, you first go back to the what? The Seventh-day Adventist. But for him, he doesn't go to church. But then he told me, but I know what? Ulubega. Okay? I even know his assistant, some guy called Zach. Okay? He's like, you know, yeah. And Zach was telling me this and this and this and this. And then I told him what I knew. So I told him, Ulubega is fake. Then he said, what you're saying is true. Because last week, I had a dream about that guy. Now, this is a strange psalm chap. Okay. I had a dream about that guy. I dreamt when I was passing by Kubiri. Do you know Kubiri? Okay, Umulago roundabout where Kakande's church is. Okay, then I saw Ulubega, Grace Ulubega, coming out of the building. And then when he saw me, he's like, now you have seen me. Okay, you have seen. And in the dream, this guy knew that Ulubega had taken tithe to Kakande. All right? He's like, now that you've seen me, you're going to tell everyone that you've seen me coming from this guy's place. Okay? Meanwhile, he didn't know the dreams, dreams and other things. For example, one incident when a soldier who was working at State House, saw Kakande going to meet the president. Now, these are not dreams. This is not a dream. Kakande going to meet the president, a soldier who was stationed at State House. Okay, so what? Kakande going to meet the president, and Kakande wasn't alone. He was in the presence of Grace Ulubega. So the soldier told some other chap, a friend of his, who is born again, say, man, I saw your guy, what? With Kakande, Ngabazoku meeting, what? President. Hallelujah. Unless one is what? Born again, he cannot see what? How do you start a year? You clap for what? To break a what? All that is just what? Stupid. And those things, you can take them lightly. But those things, you know, guys who are into satanic worship, they know what they're doing. Ezengalezo, you are just doing something which they have been told to make you do. Glory. Man, it is not just record, but there was something behind it. Like Kayanja, when you got oil. Did you see that video?
You know, go to oil, Natanka or Kuirabantu. And people are, yeah. Then, man, those are not innocent things. Those are not what? Innocent things. The more oil, what? Pours on me, the more what? The blessing. I'm a footer. Okay, back with the Chikopocha oil. But man, those are devils. Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, even Kanja is not born again. All right? But he once was born again and a great man of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Unless one is born again, he cannot enter what? He cannot say kingdom of God. Then verse 5 says that most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. All right? Unless one is born of what? Water and the spirit. It is by the spirit that we are born again. Hallelujah. Okay? I'm just trying to show you how precious, how great, how important the Holy Spirit is. Okay, to us and to the world. Unless you're born of the Spirit, okay, you cannot get born again, so you cannot see and you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, but it is worth noting that the Bible didn't just say, unless one is born of the Spirit. It also says that unless one is born of water and the is spirit. All right? So what does being born of the spirit mean? Glory be to God. I'm going to repeat myself, okay, concerning what I said last Sunday. Some people say that this means baptism. That unless you're baptized, all right, you cannot what? You are not born again. Even if you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Bwebanga teva kubatiza teva kubika toli mulokole. Okay? But that is not true. That is not what? That is not true. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 10, okay, Peter has been sent by Jesus to Cornelius' house. And when he gets there, okay, he tells them about Jesus. All right? So the Bible says in verse 44 that while Peter was still speaking these things, the things about Jesus, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who had the word. And those of the circumcision, basically the Jews, who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. All right? Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Okay? These guys began speaking in tongues before they got baptized. Were they born again before getting baptized? Yes, they had gotten born again. They then got filled with the Holy Spirit immediately. And they started to speak in tongues. All right? Then the water thing came afterwards. All right? Glory be to God. So you cannot say that someone who's not born again, rather who's not baptized yet, okay, they are not saved. They are not born again. That is a big what? That is a big lie. Glory be to God. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 36, from verse 25, okay, God gave a prophecy to Ezekiel and said that a day will come, basically, when I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. Okay, I'll do what? I'll sprinkle clean water on you. Now, have you ever seen God sprinkling water on anyone? Okay, you yourself, has God ever sprinkled water on you? You've been born again for 20 years. You understand, eh? But here it says that I'll sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Then I will put my spirit within you. Glory be to God. Okay? So he will clean them with what? With water. Okay? He will do what? Clean them with water. Now, the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 26, it says that basically that the Lord sanctifies and cleanses the church with the washing of water by the word. All right? With the washing of water by the what? By the word. So what does God use to wash? He uses the word. Okay? And here, it equates the word with water. Glory be to God. So when you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, that word that you receive cleanses you. Glory be to God. And at the same time, the Spirit of God recreates your spirit. It gives life to your spirit. And so you get born again. Those two things happen at the same time. The word that you receive and you believe cleanses you. Okay? As the Holy Spirit also gives life to your spirit, which was dead because you were without Christ. Glory be to God. So that is what John chapter 3 verse 5 says. That unless one is born of the water, now you know what that water is. It is a word. Okay, unless one is born of water and the spirit, they cannot do what? They cannot enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to know these things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, man, there's so many stupid people, what? In this world. Glory be to God. You come across someone who, you know, Now, people should be baptized. People should be what? Baptized. But don't say that unless you're baptized, unless you've been baptized, you're not born again. That is wrong. That is what? But people should be baptized. Glory be to God. If you're not baptized, there are some things. Anyway, one day you're going to meet the Lord and he will ask you why you are not baptized. Okay? Before then, there might be some things you might lose out on. Okay? As a consequence of you not obeying the commandment to be baptized. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, we are born of the Holy Spirit. Okay? We are born again of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, no one could get born again. No one can get born again. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, after we are born of the Spirit, or at the same time that we are born of the Spirit, we are also sealed by Him. We are what? Sealed by Him. Marked that we belong to the Lord by Him. Okay? And in the spirit world, okay, the demons and, of course, the angels, they see that or your Yesu, okay, or your siwa Yesu, because of the mark, okay, that is upon you, okay, and we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says as a guarantee, okay, that one time we are really going to be taken and live with the Lord forever and ever, okay. That we see in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 13. Okay, it says that in Him, okay, Him there is Jesus. In Jesus, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption or the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Glory be to God. We were sealed by the Holy Spirit. Who is a guarantee? The other word there for guarantee is the word down payment. Glory be to God. down payment. But like you go to the bond, all right, to get a car. Now, gamba, the car is 10 million shillings. Then, no circle, deposit. Okay? Deposit. And from that time, that car is marked. It cannot be what? Sold. Okay, because now it is marked. It belongs to whoever wants a car of 10 million. What? Glory be to God. For me, I don't want a car of 10 million. What? Exchange. So I don't want to use myself as an example. Glory be to God. You can use yourself as an example. Okay? That car is for so and so. Era bw'ogenda mu bondi omuyindi akugamba mbweyo bagikolaki. Nanyinyo is coming back in whatever, 1 week with the 9M. So even as we're sealed, okay, there's a down payment that was made, okay? We're sealed, meaning that there's a down, Jesus will come back for us. Glory be to God. And take us home. All right? Now, some stupid people, including Grace Urubega, they say that word sealed means like okukusabika. Eh? Basically, your spirit is sin proof. Eh? You are sealed like you are, you know, eh? And it's sin proof. Sin can't enter your spirit. Therefore, whatever you do, you are sorted. You're going to heaven because you're spirit. All right? What you do with your body doesn't really disqualify you from entering the kingdom. Because your spirit is sealed. It is sin proof. Your spirit cannot sin. It cannot be corrupted. Okay? But I want to remind you, as I did last week and some other time, that's a big lie. Okay? The Bible says, Paul prayed in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:23 that may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Okay? Be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's praying that your spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. How can you preserve something which cannot go bad? Which cannot be corrupted. Okay? So he's saying your body, your soul, and your spirit should be preserved what? Blameless. Meaning that at the coming of the Lord, there's a possibility that someone's spirit can be found unblameless. Eh? You understand? Okay? Glory be. So to say that your spirit is sealed, it is sin proof, it's a big lie. Glory be to God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says that, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and what? Spirit. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. All right? Okay? Let us do what? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. Not the flesh alone. Of the flesh and what? Spirit. Okay? Your spirit can be affected by filthiness. And it is your job to cleanse yourselves from that. Okay? And to live in holiness. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Please don't fall for this stupidity. Eh? That is meant to take you to hell by men and women who you think really care about your lives. Glory be to God. Amen? Your spirit, okay, should be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. You should cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the body and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Glory be to God. All right? But you also have to remember that you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were marked. You belong to Jesus.
Glory be to God. Ka Yesu. Okay. There's a girl I found sometime, I think, last year or this year, and her name was Ka Yesu. Man, I was amazed. I was like, wow, what a beautiful name this is. Ka Yesu. Glory be to God. All right? Someone here, we should get a child, especially a girl, and give them that name, Ka Yesu. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful name. Okay? Ka Yesu means belong to Jesus. It is for Jesus. Glory be to God. All right? Now, if you don't like a vernacular name, you want a first name to be English, okay? You can name the child Christian. Christian is the same as Ka Yesu. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ka Yesu. Man, that's beautiful. Glory be to God. Eden, you might get another name. Okay? In addition to those that you have, Ka Yesu. Okay? And that becomes the first name. Just kick out, Ka Yesu. Glory be to God. When someone's looking for someone, oh, where's Ka Yesu? Isn't that cool? Yeah, Ka Yesu. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, change the name. Then I give your wife, my wife, work to again change the names in your passport. Like what we're doing right now. Hallelujah. Yes. There's a name that got into her passport by accident, if I should say. Now, she's at the level where she will soon be doing some exams, some international exams. And now, so now we've been in a process, a long one, okay, in the States of changing her name. You have to go to court in the U.S., write documents, okay? Glory be to God. Yeah, so that might be repeated. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, we are sealed by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Number three, or the other role of the Holy Spirit, is that he bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. It says that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High. Glory be to God. Amen? You understand? That is why you like the things of God. That is why you love the brethren. That is why you get excited when someone tells you, I am born again. You're like, uli mulokole, nange, ndi mulokole. Waloko kadi, when did you get saved? All right, then you jazz. Because you see, your spirit bears witness that you are a child of God. So you get excited when you meet your brother and sister. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, in Christianity, okay, it is okay to marry your sister or your brother. Glory be to God. Some people are like, what? Yes, I've said it. Okay? Because Christians are brothers and what? And sisters. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? And it is to your own good that you marry your sister or your brother. When you marry when you marry someone who's not born again, what? Not that there are no issues, but there are some issues which you shouldn't create for yourself. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, but remember at the same time, if you marry someone who's not born again, they can get born again. All right? But don't go looking for people who are not what? Born again. Because abalenzi ba church, utabamani what? Those satanic what? Excuses. These born again guys don't know love. These born again guys, over what? They are broke. And that's not. Anyway, so, okay? One of the reasons why some or
a good number of those born-again men don't have as much money as people would want them to have is because they are not thieves. I hope you know that. Very simple logic, but somehow people forget it. They are not thieves. They are not what? Of course, there are some brothers who are thieves. And these days, they are increasing in number. Thugs, man. Thieves. Thieves. But that shouldn't be. Okay? And someone needs to tell them that, man, you know, like if that individual is your brother, okay, blood, you know, anyway, you know, for a child of your parent, you need to tell them that, man, boss, but if you don't stop stealing, you're going to hell. Okay? Although we are, you know, we were in the same church, but you go to hell because that's what the Bible says. Okay? Someone needs to help people. Okay? Someone needs to help people. That's why if you are on groups, some groups, family groups, siblings, what, family, friends, be a light there. Don't just be there to get KB, Kabozi, to contribute, what, 70, 50 years, wedding anniversary. Say, have your wine. Okay? Just be a light. Tell them about Jesus. Okay? Be bold and tell them what is wrong and what is right. You're there chatting with guys on those groups and they're going to hell and you've never helped them. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. What is coming is going to mess some of you up, okay? Who have never heard me say it. That's why I'm what? I'm engaging a certain gear. All right? Yeah, if you have loved ones who are in Rotary, okay? It is good you tell them if you know. Bambi, there are some people who don't know, but Rotary is an evil what? Place. I've attended like 4 Rotary meetings in my life. I think 2 were in Jinja. Many years ago, I'd gone to work there like for a weekend. Then I have a friend who is a Rotary guy. Then he took me there for an evening. But man, from opening remarks, it's obscenity. Okay? You understand? So those 2. Last year, I went... Again, I went into, so it's obscenity. And there's someone I told, they are jokes. It's all obscenity, profanity. They are jokes. Oh, grown men who are apparently responsible. They're giving wheelchairs to what? To the lame. But it's just obscenity. It's just obscenity. Okay? Rotary is, you know, it is not what it is. Okay? Some time ago, a few years ago, I was at where we were staying. That time, I think, when it yet began to construct. So we're talking about like 2019, all right? So I get there, then I'm walking around, then I meet a brother of mine, okay? Like he's driving. Then ask him, where are you going, okay? Because it was within our, estate. Then he tells me, hey, there's a Rotary thing. We're going for an evening, you know, we're going to eat. So I was like, hey, oh, is there meat? What? Yeah? Chicken. Okay. Okay. Then he tells me, yeah, you know. Then I was like, okay, when they're ready to serve, call me. But I'm still what? So it gets to 7:30. Guy, thank you, that's him. Ah! But he had told me the house. And I knew it because it is in our estate. I walked there. I was like, come on, I need to first eat this one with chicken, then drive back to Chiwatule. So I got there. All right? Man, I regretted why. What? The things I saw, okay? The things I saw and the things I heard, it was just obscenity. Basically, promoting cheating among themselves. Okay? So I sat with my bro. Then my bro was quiet, man. Quiet. Then one of his friends who came said, man, yeah, we're still in Ghana. To your Ghana, go with Joe, Chichi. You are not there, what? Then use your one, eh? What's up? So my bro, my, eh? Yeah, you know, then there's some chick who came, no? Sat there. Me, for me, I'm acting like I'm a fella, like, you know, eh? Like I don't understand anything. Then you could see the chick was expecting to be introduced. You know, you can read, eh? When she expects to be what? Yeah, you know. Time to eat. We went. Okay? Then, as you go to, we get a plate. There's a chick there who's like, did you get a hug? Okay? Did you get, man, eh? Then they're like, chairman, where's the other room? That's Rotary for you. And I first experienced those things in Jinja many years earlier. Rotary is that. And so, now my brother, okay, where he stays, one day anyway, he posts on the group and says that I've been elected as the president of the Rotary Club in our area. I was like, I'm not leaving this to just go. Okay? Then he said, in fact, what? You know, come, as they crown me, be there, what? You know, family. That's stupid. Tugende, what? What's supporting Mganda Wafe? Family, I was saying, that is garbage for me. Those family things, man. For me, I want to go to heaven. Right? Anything in family that can prevent me from going to heaven, I'm not part of it. And so I wrote to him. I said whatever I did. I wrote to him a long thing. I was like, I'm not happy about this Rotary thing. Because of the experience that I've had. That was evil. Then I told him those things in Jinja years ago. When for him, I think he had even never heard of what? Rotary. Okay? Then I told him, even the other time, you remember? When I saw things and I heard things. But I didn't tell him especially. Anyway, okay? Then I told him, and by the way, I understand that there's a secret society, okay? It uses Rotary as its recruitment. What? You've heard of the Freemasons? Anyway, I was told that, you know, they recruit from what? Anyway, so I told him, I've told you these things, what? Hey, can you wait something? So I'm not on the group to just what? Glory be to God. Okay? I've written on the group what secular music. Said, man, you children of Bwango, flee secular what? Music. Then silence. Silence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please be a light. Eh? Don't just what? Hey, glory be to God. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It is the Holy Spirit's role to always remind you, to tell you, to confirm to you that you are a child of God. Glory be to God. That you are a child of God. Okay? In good and in bad times. Okay? In holy and unholy times. He reminds you, you're a child of God. Glory be to God. Isn't he wonderful? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, he not only bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, he also enables us to live as children of God. Okay? Children of God are supposed to live in holiness. Okay? And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, enables us to live that way. Hallelujah. Okay? God made a promise in Ezekiel chapter 36, 27, and said that, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. Okay? I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my what? The Holy Spirit basically will cause you to walk, will enable you to walk in the commandments of God. Glory be to God. That was a promise. Okay? And in the New Testament, that promise was fulfilled. Glory be to God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 13, it says that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Okay? By the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body. By the Spirit, you put to death sin. Okay? You will do what? You will live. So we see here that the promise in Ezekiel was fulfilled. Okay? Now we have the Holy Spirit in us to help us, to enable us live according to the ways of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? He empowers us. He energizes us. He gives us the ability to live beyond sin. Okay? And even when we sin, okay, he reminds us that we are children of God. But even before we sin, as we are going to sin, all right? Even as we are sinning, okay, writing stupidity on what? WhatsApp and you know, whatever. Okay? Or as you're driving, going to sin. Okay, he's bearing witness with your spirit or with our spirit that we're children of God. Even as we sin, he bears like man. Only one hour katonda. Glory be to God. All right? Even when we have done it, it's like repent. You're a child of God. And don't do it again. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you to live a holy life as a child of God. Glory be to God. So in a sense, we really don't have excuse to live in sin. Okay? Because we have the help of God. Okay? We have the Spirit of God to help us do that. Glory be to God. Amen? We have the Spirit of God to help us what? Do that. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Remembering that if we ignore that, and we live according to the flesh, according to the carnal desires of the flesh, the desires of the sinful, then we will die. Death there means we shall be eternally separated from God. And that will be in hell one day. Glory be to God. But if by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body, then we shall live. We shall eternally live with God. Glory be to God. Okay? Very simple stuff, isn't it? And they shouldn't be neglected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? The other thing that the Holy Spirit does that we all know is that he guides us. Glory be to God. He guides us. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, that when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. He will guide you into all truth. Okay? He will guide you in all affairs of life. Hallelujah. Okay? But of course, we have to learn how to listen to him. I confess that I'm not an expert at this, at listening to the guidance of the Spirit within me. Glory be to God. Okay? But sometimes he's so loud, you understand, that you can't mistake it. You have heard. Don't do this, bagenda kufela. Okay? Yeah. He guides us into all truth in the affairs of life. He guides people who they should marry, where they should go to school, which investment they should make. Okay? I'll never forget years ago, so we're talking about 2011. Okay? Eden has been born. Okay? And I'm not there where she has been born. Kayesu has been born. All right? Yeah. Then now, one of my roles here, before I go to collect them, was to get a babysitter. Was to get a babysitter.
So that when Eden arrives here, there's someone to what? To help, okay? So I remembered we had a maid back home. I even don't remember her name, all right? So I knew she was working, I think, somewhere in Kabira, whatever, anyways, some girl, woman. So I was like, hey, I hear she was good. So let me. And so I got her number. So I called her. Then we met somewhere in Bukoto. We began to talk. Okay? I don't know. I don't know who I told her that I have a lot of money. Because when I asked Takati, you know, how much money? Man, she gave me a thing like I'm a Muzungu. I don't know what. Say, Moses, yafuna sente, why? I don't know what. So you could tell she was dealing with me like a what? Like a Muzungu. And in my heart, but I negotiated what, you know. So she was going to leave a certain place and what? Then I'm like, yeah, go and think about it, you know, then, you know. Yeah. Then the moment I left and got in the, you know, into the car, man, a very bad feeling came over me. Eh? Okay? You just feel bad for no reason. All right? And now because I had that experience about 2 years prior to that, I was involved in something. Okay? And again, when I would leave the person, you feel like badness and then a sadness inside. So I had that experience. So now when I get this experience again with that maid, I knew that is the Holy Spirit telling me, you better get that maid at your own risk. You feel a sadness. And I think that's what the Bible talks about, grieving the Spirit. You feel, because you're going to make a decision, and then somehow you just feel bad inside. You feel sad, all right? But 5 seconds ago, you were happy. The moment now you're on your own, man. In fact, since then, I haven't gotten. Now, I think I got it a few months thereafter, okay? And so I didn't get that maid. And in fact, I didn't call her because I was like, now, I left her alone. Okay? Then I remember a few months later, I was going to take up a job somewhere in Mbarara. All right? Mbarara. Because we needed money. Because my wife had resigned to go and give birth to Eden. My contract in Entebbe had ended. Okay, so we needed what? So an opportunity came up. Oh, it was an opportunity, okay, Mbarara. And man, I will say, let me go. Man, the moment just the thought of let me go, man, a sadness comes over you, and you just know that is a spirit. It's a red light. Don't. Okay? So anyway, the Holy Spirit is in our lives to do what? To guide us. To guide us. Glory be to God. Going to make an investment. Okay. Alright. Then as you go, they show you houses. You love it. Basically, unebakulaga neighborhood jogendo kuberamo. So you get whatever by senses, the senses, what you see, what you've heard about the place. Okay, there's some guy who was in a year ahead of me in medical school. Yeah, so we became acquaintances after that, when I met him where my first job was at. And so recently, I found out, I walk out of my gate, then I see him at the neighboring plot of land. All right? So I walked to him and said, Umoze, what are you doing here? Then tells me, this is my land. Okay? Half an acre, just next to us. It's my land. I was like, you are, man. Very good, man. It would be good to have a neighbor like you. Okay? Then he asked me, where's your house? I said, that one there. He said,
Then he tells me, brokers told me that a nyumba yamwala wa whose daughter? Aha, Nasasira. Nasasira's daughter. I laughed. Okay, did you when what? Brokers were bringing her? Eh? He say, Atao, Nasasira's daughter. You see, you know, any that is the way brokers what who get you to buy stuff. Nasasira's daughter. All right. Okay. Sometime when we bought that land, the guy who sold us the land told a neighbor of ours, who I got to know later, that what? Unkulete de Baruch Kaire. Mwala Baruch Kaire. Okay, then some other guy said, hey, Nasasi. Any those things. Eh? So brokers can give you that, just, yeah, they're going to fleece you. Kati go, no, really, what? Nasasi's daughter, kati wano. Ha, you know, eh? One man, chicken up what you can, eh? Nesecurity, Jacoba, eh? It's called what? Guru Guru, what? Nesasa's daughter, most probably, well, I never mind, anyway. You know, then you're like, Kati, as in fact, Nesasa's daughter is going to become your family friend. Family friend, you are my one. Meanwhile, you're buying air. Okay? Buying air, man. Okay? But all that time, the spirit is telling you, you know, at a year, you know, eh? Negative goli, or to know Nasasira's daughter's house, or to you're looking at the future, eh? Baba gendo kujaku birthday, your daughter. Okay? You're looking at those, you basically the senses of the flesh. Instead of listening to the spirit within, the guidance you're receiving. Hallelujah. And mainly the Holy Spirit's job. One of his job, his roles in our lives is to guide us in all truth. Hallelujah. To lead us. Okay? And we should get acquainted with his leadings. Glory be to God. Okay? He, you know, concerning the right time to do certain things. Okay? It is again his job. Remember, people, Jesus is not here. Yeah? Remember? You saw him. He went. He what? Did you see him or you didn't see him? Okay, you heard and you read and you believed. And what you believed is true. He went. He said he's going and he went. Okay? Now he's not here. It is the Holy Spirit who is with us to guide us. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, Mary, the mother of Jesus, didn't ascend, you know, eh? Okay, my wife was telling me yesterday that she met a Catholic, some woman who said she's what? I'm born again, but I'm a Catholic. They're so quick to add that. Someone asked you, are you born again? Just say yes or no. Don't say, I'm born again, but I'm a Catholic. Okay? Anyway, so they jazz, then she was, talked about Mary. Say, please, you know, so my wife, you know, they say, yeah, that woman, she ascended. She, what, you know, her body, what? Okay? Then my wife was like, show me the Bible, what? She said, it's in the Bible. She said, show me. Then she said, yeah, Luke chapter 1, what, you know? Get a video. So my wife was like, no, it's not there. Okay? Then she's like, okay, you Google the verse. Okay? You know, Catholics are deceived. But one of these priests are very, very bad. When you look at the consequences of what they are doing, eh, you know, people are going to hell because of those priests. When you consider the consequences of what they are, the consequences of lying people and then not encouraging people to open their Bibles and read them themselves, eh, the consequences, eh, people are going to hell. Eh, okay? Yeah, which reminds me, there's something I didn't do, yeah, but, yeah. Okay, one time I went to visit my brother. This guy is an Anglican. Then in his house, we reach for Nancha Maria. So in my heart, I was like, How did so that one I just kept quiet. But maybe one day or what? When I go to visit him, I should what ask Kati boss. Kati one to talk out with you. How did we come this far? How did we reach here? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I think that some of you are like, man, you are an antagonist in the family. Why don't you live in peace with your wife? Kati mumulo was at peace, then there was an eternity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, what were we talking about? Anyway, he what? Whatever I was saying, just know, the main point was that the Holy Spirit is here to what? To guide us. And let us get acquainted with his what? Leading. Sometimes he leads us by the dreams we have. You remember? The prophecy was the Holy Spirit will come upon, okay, the body. Okay, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Then they shall dream dreams. The dreams which are of God, okay, they are given by the Spirit. Okay? And those dreams are usually or always guidance dreams, guiding you what to do or not what to do. Hallelujah. And of course, you know, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is that he enables us to pray the perfect will of God. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. We saw this the psalm a few weeks ago. Okay? It says that if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. That is KJV. If I pray in tongues, it is my spirit or praise. Okay? But Amplified explains that and says that if I pray in a tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. Glory be to God. When you pray in tongues, as you know, or as you remember having learned, it is the Spirit of God who's giving you utterance. He's giving you what to say. And what he says is getting it from God. And so in that sense, when you pray in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God for that moment. Hallelujah. Okay? Praying the perfect will of God is a responsibility of the Spirit of God, who is in you. Glory be to God. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. It is the Spirit of God who is there to make sure tetukuba bali. You don't pray amiss. Glory be to God. He enables you to pray for even things your mind has never thought about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And lastly, for today, okay, the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts. He gives us what? Spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 11, it says that the manifestation of the Spirit, okay, capital S, the Holy Spirit, is given to each one for the profit of everyone else. For to one is given the word of wisdom, through who? The Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge, through who? The same Spirit. To another, faith, by who? The same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings, by the same what? Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works in all these things. Glory be to God. Amen? And as I say this, okay, we need to, yeah, yes, very soon, and starting from today, we need to get to activate the gifts that are within us. Okay? Especially these nine. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Like the discerning of spirits. Okay? All of them. Okay? Because if we activate them and use them, then they benefit all of us. Glory be to God. Amen? Discerning of spirits is to basically discern, okay, whether okay, a spirit is of God or not of God. Hallelujah. Even just to discern the spirit that is involved in something or the spirit that is upon somebody. Hallelujah. Okay? Many years ago, yeah, now this is before Eden's born, okay, we had gotten married. Then there's a relative of mine, a very close relative of mine. I meet her, okay, it's a lady. I meet her, and then, hey, you know what? And so I took her to show us where we stay, okay? And at that time, man, those apartments were brand new, okay? Where we used to stay, man, they were nice, okay? One time, in fact, I went to the UK for a meeting, a work meeting, and I went with some of my workmates. So now, on returning, they gave me a lift, okay? And we arrived there in the morning, okay? So they gave me a lift, and I called Jira. I was like, I'm coming with around 2 people, please, we'll prepare breakfast. And so when we get home, my guys enter this apartment, and they're like, Kati, Moze, wagenda mu UK kukola chi. Kubanga, one was singing whatever the hotels we've been staying in. And so it was nice. And so I took this lady there to see the place. And she said, wow. But meanwhile, while we are there, I began to smell something very, very bad. Something very, like, awful. Eh? Like, you even want to what? Hold your nose. Okay? But I could sense it wasn't a physical smell. Is that right? Physical smell. Okay? I knew that for the first time. Because you see, your spirit has senses. You know that? Your spirit has eyes, just like your body. So your spirit can see. Your spirit has ears. Your spirit has the sense of smell. So it can smell spiritual things. Your spirit can see spiritual things. Your spirit can hear the voice of God because it has ears. Your spirit can taste, okay? Because your spirit is a person. You understand? Okay? So I smelled something awful, eh? Okay? Then for the first time, I was like, eh. So anyway, I could tell that I was smelling something that is on Bambi, this, my beloved. Okay? Very close what? Relative. Okay? But then I could tell it is a sexual thing. Okay? So meanwhile, we're there, I'm showing her the place, but at the same time, I'm thinking, I was like, what is this person involved in? Why are they involved in this? Okay? So, years earlier, I had introduced that person to Elvis. Okay? Elvis. At that time, the prophet, all right? Okay? So anyway, later, after we departed with this lady, I met like Elvis and I told him about you. I was like, man, I was with so-and-so. Do you remember this lady I introduced you once? Yes, I remember her. So I was like, I've been with, you know? And while I was walking around the house, I could smell, and I knew it. And I was like, I think this person is involved in what? Prostitution. Okay? Then Elvis was like, you mean you didn't know? He told me, the first time I saw her, I could tell she was in what? I was like, you mean you didn't know all along? I was like, no. I was like, yeah, now you've picked it up. Glory be to God. Discerning of what? With spirits. Okay? Yeah, so you could sense there was a prostitution thing, Bambi, on her. Okay? But she seemed to love the things of God, Bambi, you know, eh? But, hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we need to activate these, what? The gifts, you know, for the profit of all. Eh? All right? But remember, okay, they are given by the Holy Spirit. And the more we exalt him, the more we yield to him, the more we shall see these things happening in our lives. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.